Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
We have an extra special X-Files this morning because today's a very special day. We have been dying for sports, just dying for them. And the Major League Baseball season begins today. So, from the Philadelphia Phillies, Director of Fun and Games, Mr. John Brazier!
Hello, Andy. How are you?
So good. How are you, my friend?
As you said, sports are about to happen. Baseball's about to happen, and I'm very excited. I'm sure everyone in the Delaware Valley is also very excited.
So, I remember you were one of the very first people that I met when I started working for XTU 21 years ago. So, good Lord in heaven, my friend.
Wow.
How long have you been with the Phillies?
27 years, and this is the first summer where I'm not really going to the ballpark, which is very bizarre. So, like everybody, you know, you've had to change your whole, the paradigm has shifted, and, you know, I guess it's good for my dog because the dog's getting a lot of walks. And I guess it's good for the family, assuming they like me. But, you know, I'm used to going to the ball. I'm used to not seeing anybody during the summer other than people at the ballpark.
Yeah. So this has got to be a really weird time for you. It's a strange time for everyone. So we have so many questions about what to expect. So the Phils home opener is tomorrow night, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
7-5 versus the Marlins.
Okay. But we can't go to that game.
No, fans are not coming to the game, unfortunately, nor are a lot of employees like myself.
Right. That's another thing to think about, too. Like all the people that aren't working in the stadiums and the ballparks and stuff all across America. It's such a bizarre time. So what can we expect tomorrow night? Let's start with that. So we're hanging out at home. We're all excited to finally watch the Phils. Is it going to be quiet? Like, what's it going to feel like?
Well, it's going to be kind of odd. I don't know if anybody's watched Premier Soccer League, but, you know, right now they're piping in music. And so we're doing the same thing where we're piping in music and crowd noise. We're getting it from MLB, the show. And we've had a practice exhibition game and some other ways to practice the noise. But it's going to be somewhat quiet, too. You might be able to hear the bats and the cleats and the plate and the pitchers talking. And Dan Baker will be there, our PA announcer. We're going to have, you know, the Fanatic will be there. It'll be the only fan in the stands. So you'll see the Fanatic on TV. But it's going to be kind of strange. The players are starting to get used to it because they've been practicing and again, the exhibition game with the piped in music and fans, but it'll be interesting. And as you probably read, there's going to be some cardboard cutouts There's going to be some cutouts of fans during the games as well. So hopefully the players will feel more at home.
Yeah, right, because that's got to be so strange for the players to be in a completely empty facility and it just be so quiet for them.
And Andy, there's so many protocols which are great to keep, you know, the players and staff safe as possible. So there's a lot of protocols where it's weird for players in the sense that pitchers have to bring their own rosin bag out. As far as when they're not all in the locker room because there's not enough space to be socially distanced. So guys are spread out throughout the concourse. They might be in the umpire's room. They might be, you know, in the Fanatics changing room. There might be some guys down in the concourse itself. I know for the practices, we've had them staggered as far as times. Some guys are practicing in the morning, some guys in the afternoon. Some guys are going to FDR Park, some guys are doing it at Citizens Bank Park. So it's a weird dynamic going on for everybody.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it kind of takes the team out of team, doesn't it? If they're not together.
It does, and there's also they have meetings that are virtual, even though everyone's in the same building. They'll have like a Zoom chat. For pitchers meetings potentially. Wow. So depending on, you know, what space they have and to make it as safe as possible. So I just hope this, you know, a lot of the sports are looking at baseball, to make sure that, baseball goes smoothly. Cause then, you know, that'll be a good omen for their respective sports. So people in basketball, hockey and football are looking just hoping that baseball can go off without a hitch.
Yeah. So pressure's really on you guys to not screw this up.
Exactly right. But we're the Fanatics, so we won't screw it up.
There you go. He can't screw anything up. So talk to me about these people that are going to be in the stands that aren't really people but are cutouts, because we have an opportunity to put ourselves in there, don't we?
I hope so. So right now we sent out an email to season ticket holders. We have the opportunity to get the cutouts. We're also doing a surprise this weekend around, it'll be around Nemours Hospital because it's Nemours Hospital opening day. So there's a surprise there. But then the fans shortly in the near future will have the opportunity to buy their own cutouts, which will last all season. And we will be sending out information shortly. So once we send out the release, I'll make sure you can tell all your listeners how to do that. But it'll be $40. And again, the cutout would be up all season. There's 30 home games, 60-game season. And the other thing, too, Andy, is that there's a DH this year for the first time in the National League. So there's a DH. Pitchers have to pitch to at least three players, batters. And then also, if it's extra innings, the extra inning starts with a runner on second base. So those are the three major changes. And the rosters are expanded a little bit this year for starting at 30. So a little bit different, too, when you're watching the game as far as the rules.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, John Brazier, thank you so much for cluing us in and all the stuff that's going to be going on. And all, you know, it's definitely going to be interesting to watch just to see all the changes. So, you know, whether you're a diehard Phillies fan or maybe you grew up not loving baseball as much as the next guy, but it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Well, I think we need this distraction, too. I'm looking forward to seeing competition, to reading a box score, and getting away from the pandemic and all the other stuff that's out there. So hopefully we can get away from this world and watch sports.
Yeah.
Happily.
Yeah, I love that idea. John Brazier, the director of Fun and Games for the Philadelphia Phillies, 27 years strong. Unbelievable, my friend. Congratulations.
Thanks, Andy.
Congratulations on getting back out there tomorrow night.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Andy.
You betcha.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.